Welcome to Zikhu Daf Simanim. I'm Avram Goldar, and today we're Sechas Erevin Daf Chav Dalad. So the three topics are going to focus on number one, a brisa on Daf Chav Gimel Amabei stated that if most of the carpet was planted with trees, it's like a chatzer, and caring is permitted. There's a machlokes in mind regarding when this applies. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Avimi, Behusha Asuin Itzablos. This is true only if the trees were arranged in rows. Rashi explains that planting in rows makes the carpet a pleasant place to sit, and therefore a usable area. Rav Nachman said, even if the trees are not in rows, it's still a usable area, and therefore it's permitted to carry there. Mar Yehuda visited the home of Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, and he saw people carrying in carpets that had trees that were not arranged in rows. Rav Huna told him that he holds, like Rav Nachman. Point number two, a carpet more than two beisah must be originally designated for residential use in order to permit carrying in it. Now, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that in the case of a karpuf yosim beis asaim shel hukaf ladira, a karpuf that was more than two beis saw, that was not originally enclosed for residential purposes, and subsequently a dwelling is built inside it and a door opened from it into the karpuf, in order to make the karpuf as if it was originally designated for residential use, one must pour its both pirtsa yosim as a amos, he must make a breach in it that is wider than 10 amos, and then fence it to restore the breach to no more than 10 amos, and then carrying is permitted, because the karpuf has now been re-enclosed for residential use. Rav Nachman was asked if the karpuf would be permitted through this leniency if they breached an amma of the wall and then fenced in that amma, and then breached another amma next to it and fenced it in, until eventually they re-erected a segment of the wall that was over 10 amos. Rav Nachman answered that it would be permitted, and he brought proofs of this from cases related to Dinei Tuma. And point number three, there's a machlokes regarding a karpuf of more than two beisah that was enclosed for residential purposes and subsequently became full of water. The Rabban said it's like a karpuf with plants that was mentioned in Brais on Daf Chav Gimel on Beis, which is unfit for residential use and is therefore forbidden to carry there. It was said in the name of Rava that it's like a karpuf planted with trees and carrying is permitted. Amemar said that this is only true if the water is fit for use, which Rashi qualifies as fit for drinking. Ravashi said that even if it's fit for use, it's only permitted to carry within it if the deeper part of the water, which Rashi says is 10 tefachim deep, does not cover an area greater than 2 beisah. If it did, then the area would be rendered unusable. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A brisa on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis state that if most of the carpet was planted with trees, it's like a chatzer and carrying is permitted. There's machlokes amoraim regarding when this applies. Review said in the name of Avimi, Vahusha Asuyin Itzablos. This is true only if the trees were arranged in rows. Rashi explains that planting rows makes the karpuf a pleasant place to sit and is therefore a usable area. Rav Nachman said, Afo Pisha Ein Osin Itzablos. Even if the trees are not in rows, it's still a usable area and therefore is permitted to carry there. Rav Yehuda visited the home of Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, and he saw people carrying in karpuf that had trees that were not arranged in rows. Rav Huna told him that he holds, like Rav Nachman. Point number two, a karpuf more than two beisah must be originally designated for residential use in order to permit carrying in it. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that in a case of a karpuf yosim beisah saim shel hukaf ladira, a karpuf that was more than two beisah, that was not originally closed for residential purposes, and subsequently a dwelling was built inside it and a door opened from it into the karpuf, in order to make the karpuf as if it was originally designated for residential use, one must pour its both pirtsi yosim eser amos. He must make a breach in it that is wider than 10 amos, but godru mamido eser mutter, and then fence it to restore the breach to no more than 10 amos, and then carrying is permitted, because the karpuf has now been re-enclosed for residential use. Rav Nachman was asked if the karpuf would be permitted through this leniency if they breached an amma of the wall and then fenced in that amma, and then breached another amma next to it and then fenced it in, until eventually a segment of the wall that was over 10 amos was re-erected. Rav Nachman answered that it would be permitted, and he brought proofs from this from cases related to Dinei Tuma. Point number three, there's a machlokes running a karpuf of more than two beisah that was enclosed for residential purposes and subsequently became full of water. The Rabban said it's like a karpuf with plants that was mentioned on a rice on Daf Chav Gimel on base, which is unfit for residential use and is therefore forbidden to carry there. It was said in the name of Rava that it's like a karpuf planted with trees and carrying is permitted. Amemar said that this is only true if the water is fit for use, which Rashi qualifies as fit for drinking. Ravashi said that even if it's fit for use, it's only permitted to carry within it if the deep part of the water, which Rashi says is 10 tefachim deep, does not cover an area greater than 2 beisah. If it did, then the area would be rendered unusable. All right, so now we go to our siman for Chaf Dalet, and the siman is a pitcher, a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The glass pitchers of water hanging from trees neatly planted in rows broke from the sound of construction workers breaching a fence to reenclose a karpa for residential use and flooded the area. Once again, in slow motion. The glass pitchers of water, pitchers, that must be more in Daf Chaf Dalet. The glass pitchers of water hanging from trees neatly planted in rows, which reminds us of the machlokes whether trees need to be planted in rows to make a karpov suitable for use to permit carrying there. So the glass pitchers of water hanging from trees neatly planted in rows broke from the sound of construction workers breaching a fence to reenclose a karpov for residential use, which reminds us that a karpov greater than 2 bay saw that was not originally designated for residential use can be reenclosed for residential use by making a breach in the fence greater than 10 amos and then restoring the breach to no more than 10 amos. So the glass pitchers of water hanging from trees neatly planted in rows broke from the sound of construction workers breaching a fence to reenclose a karpa for residential use and flooded the area. Which reminds that there's a machlokes regarding a karpa that was more than 2 bay saw, that was enclosed for residential use and subsequently became full of water, whether it renders it no longer fit for use or not. So once again, the glass pitchers of water hanging from trees neatly planted in rows broke from the sound of construction workers breaching a fence to reenclose a karpov for residential use and flooded the area. All right, now it's time for a Ford Bala Bat Chazara. Daf Chaf. So the symbol for Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The patrons at the courtyard cafe, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf. The patrons at the courtyard cafe that extended into the well area enclosed by the double post, which reminds us, Abai asked Rava, Chatzer Shirosh and Nignas of Bein HaPasim, if the end of the Chatzer extends into the well area enclosed by the double post, what's the law in regard to carrying from within the Chatzer into the area enclosed by the post and from the area in between the post to the Chatzer? Since the Chatzer is owned by residents and the well area is designated for the use of the people traveling for the regal, carrying from one area to the other is perhaps the same as carrying between one person's property and another person's property, which is forbidden without making an Erev Chatzeros. So Rabbi answered that it's mutter. And Rashi explains that since the pilgrims do not actually reside within the well enclosure, the area is not considered to be owned by them, and therefore carrying into it or from it is not considered as carrying from one's property into someone else's property. So the patrons of the courtyard cafe that extend into the well area enclosed by the double post were fascinated by the vanishing and reappearing water, which reminds us of Bayas Rabba, Yavshimayim B'Shabbos Mahu, what's the law of the well dried up on Shabbos in terms of permitting one to carry within the post? Rabbi answered, Klum nasis mechitza al bishumayim, where the post given the status as mechitz for any other reason than to allow the travelers to draw water? Mayim ain kan, mechitza ain kan. Since the water's not here, the mechitza is not here to permit carrying in the area. Rabbi asked what the law would be if the water dried up on Shabbos and then returned on the same Shabbos. Abai answered that there's no question that it's mutter. The Havli Mechitza Hasui B'Shabbos. It's a case of Mechitza made on Shabbos. And any Mechitza made on Shabbos, Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezim, Ben Be'onis, Ben Maratzon, Shema Mechitza, is regarded as a valid partition. So the patrons of the courtyard cafe that extended into the well area enclosed by the double post were fascinated by the vanishing and reappearing water, while the guy holding his camel to give it a drink found it quite frustrating. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Dav Yud Zayin Bay stated that it's mutter to bring the pasim closer to the well if there's enough space within the pasim for a cow to stand with its head and most of its body inside the enclosure and drink. The Gemara asks that if one held the animal, may the animal be given to drink even when most of its body is not in the enclosed area? The Gemara pretends to bring a proof that it is not allowed from a bright side that it only allows holding a camel and stuffing food into its mouth when Rosh HaVaruba Mebefim, its head and most of its body is within the enclosure. This seems to be a clear-cut proof that is forbidden. But the Gemara rejects this proof because the Braisa was referring to a camel, which has a long neck, and it can easily pull its head out of Rosh HaRabim unless the majority of its body is within the enclosure. Daf Chafal. So the symbol Chafal is a car, but it's pronounced Ka by people from Boston. So here goes. When the Bachrim piled out of their rental Ka, that must be more Daf Chafal. When the Bachrim climbed out of their rental Ka to climb down a well of spring water and take a drink, which reminds us, the Braisa on Daf Chaf Amabay states, the Pasuk Biros only permits animals of the Oy Ragon to drink from a well. A person, however, Metapas V'ol, Metapas V'yor, must climb up and climb down into the well to drink there, as he's not permitted to carry the water within the enclosure of the Pasim. The Gemara asks that if the Pasuk Biros only permit animals to drink from a well, why was it said in the name of Shmuel, the Pasuk Biros only permits drawing water, Leber Mayim Chaim, from a well of spring water? If the pusing are only for animals, what difference does it make if the water comes from a well of running water or of collected water? The Gemara answers, "Be'in imidid dechazil adam." We need something that is fit for human consumption. Rashi explains that since it's by virtue of the water that the boards become valid mechitzos, we need maim chashuvim. We need superior water, meaning water which is fit for human consumption. So when the Bachrim piled out of the rental car to climb down a well of spring water and take a drink, they noticed a massive 40 amar scroll on a billboard, which reminds Rav Chisda said in the name of Mari Bar Mar about the pasuk Uchot Techel Re'isi Kates, Rochav Mitzvascha Ma'od, to every goal I've seen a limit, but your commandment, meaning your Torah, is exceedingly broad, that the concept of the vastness of the Torah was mentioned by David Melch, as well as Eov and Yechezkel, but they did not define it. It was only Zechariah who defined it. Zechariah had a vision of a folded scroll that was 20 amos long with a width of 10 amos. It was written on both sides, so when unfolded, it would be 40 amos by 20 amos, which is 800 square amos. A pasuk from Yeshayah indicates that the entire universe is only a zeres, which is one quarter of divine amos, which means that the Torah is 3,200 times greater than the size of the universe. So when the Bachrim piled out of the rental car to climb down a well of spring water and take a drink, they noticed a massive 40 amos scroll on a billboard that read, "Better to wash your hands than quench your thirst," which reminds us, to illustrate the importance of rabbinic law, the Gemara brings an incident. When Rabbi Akiva was old and in prison, Rabbi Yishuv ben Garsi would bring him water daily. One day, half the water was spilled out by the guard, and Rabbi Akiva used the remaining water to wash his hands before eating instead of drinking it. When asked why he did so, Rabbi Akiva answered that it's better that I cause my own death, caused by not drinking enough, than I transgress a drabbanan, which carries the death penalty. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that when Shlomo HaMelech established the laws of Eruv and Netil Sidaim, Abbas Kol proclaimed, "Bini im chacham libecha yismach libi gam ani." My son, if your heart is wise, my heart shall rejoice too. Dav Chabes, so the symbol Chabes is a cab. So here goes. The righteous cab driver, that must be more than Dav Chabes. The righteous cab driver who is destined in the future to receive a lot of schar, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the topic of divine reward. Rabbi Yua expanded on the pasuk, he will not delay payment to those who hate him. The Kosh Baruch Hu does not delay payment to those that hate him, but rather gives them the reward in this world. Whereas he does delay payment to Tzaddik and Gemurim, meaning he postpones their payment until Olam Haba. This is in essence what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, what is the meaning of that which is written? You shall keep the mitzvahs which I command you today to do them. Today, meaning in this world, is the time to do the mitzvahs, and not tomorrow, meaning in the world to come, is not the time to do mitzvahs. Today one does mitzvahs, and tomorrow, meaning in the world to come, one receives his reward. So the righteous cab driver, who was destined in the future to receive a lot of sechar, drove patiently in the traffic through Yerushalayim. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah brings a machlokas whether traffic may be allowed to pass through the posts of the enclosure of a well without disrupting their function as mechitzas. Rav Yehuda said that if the path of Rosh Hashanah cuts between the posts, it's al kenu tzadim, he must divert the traffic to the side of the enclosure. And the Chachamim say it's not necessary. In their view, the traffic does not invalidate the mechitzos. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both said, "Kan hodiyecha kochan shel mechitzos." Here, in the ruling of the Chachamim, the Tana informed you of the power of mechitzos, meaning that the posts are not invalidated by the traffic. The Gemara states that this statement implies that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with this ruling. However, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, "Yerushalayim imali dalso said ninaz balaylo Yerushalayim, if it were not for its doors were closed at night, chayavin alem mishum rishus harabim. One would be liable for carrying in rishus harabim," meaning even though Yerushalayim is surrounded by walls, and as Tosfos points out, it had its surahs of Pesach at the entranceways, Rabbi Yochanan holds that traffic passing through would have annulled their enclosing power if not for its doors. So the Gemara concludes Rabbi Yochanan was only discussing the statement of the Chachamim, but he follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So the righteous cab driver, who was destined in the future to receive a lot of sechar, drove patiently in the traffic through Yerushalayim and gave mitzvah rides in areas that had slopes and were difficult to walk through. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, "Eretz Yisrael ain chayavin alem mishum rishus harabim." In Eretz Yisrael, one is not chayav for carrying an rishus harabim on Shabbos. According to the Gemara's final understanding of the statement, certain areas that have slopes and are difficult to walk through do not have the status of rishus harabim because it's not similar to the Diglei Midbar, the encampment in the desert where the land was flattened by the Anane HaKavod. Daf Chav Gimel, so the symbol Chav Gimel is a keg. So here goes. Their beer maker's karpa full of kegs, that must be more than Daf Chav Gimel. The beer maker's karpa full of kegs featured a watchman's booth, which reminds us the next mission discusses the laws of a karpa, an area enclosed for non-residential purposes. Even though on a deraisa level, it's a rishus yachid, since it's a large area that can be confused with a rishus rabim, the rabbanim prohibit using it in certain circumstances. Rav Yehuda ben Vavi said that one may carry in a garden or a karpuf that is not more than 70 amos in a fraction by 70 amos in a fraction, that's surrounded by a fence 10 tefachim high, and provided that it has a shomer, a watchman's booth, or a beis dira, a dwelling, or that it's near a city. Rashi explains that when the karpuf is close to the city, the owner comes out regularly to use it, and it's as if it's designated for residential use. Rav Yehuda says that it's permissible to carry in the karpuf even if one contains a water hole, a ditch, or a cave. Rabbi Akiva permits carrying in it even as none of these, provided that size does not exceed 70 amos in a fraction by 70 amos in a fraction. So the beer maker's karpa full of kegs featured a watchman's booth and was perfectly square, which reminds the coin Rabbi Akiva, karpa cannot exceed 70 amos in a fraction by 70 amos in a fraction and must be a perfect square. The Gemara seeks a deraisa allusion for this, and Rabbi Yehuda answers with the pasuk, Orech ha-chatzer mei ba'am, rochav chamishim chamishim. The length of the courtyard is 100 amos, and its width is 50 by 50. Now, what does the pasuk mean, 50 by 50? It said the length is 100. The Torah is saying to take 50 and surround 50, meaning take the 50 amos by which the chatzer's length exceeds its width and distribute it around the perimeter of the other 50 to form a perfect square, equaling 5,000 square amos. Since the pasuk's not coming to teach the square with regards to the chatzer of the Mishkan, it must be coming to teach regarding another halacha, meaning the size of a karpuf. So the beer maker's karpuf full of kegs featured a watchman's booth and was perfectly square, while Mr. Cohen's neighboring karpuf was rectangular with an exact ratio of 2-1, just like the chatzer of the Mishkan. Which reminds that in addition to bringing Rabbi Akiva's opinion that a karpuf must be square, the Mishnah brings the opinions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi regarding the shape of a karpuf. The Gemara revises their opinions based on a braisa that states they both hold that a karpuf may be rectangular up to a ratio of 2-1, as the chatzer of Mishkan was 50 by 100, but it may not be longer by even one amma. The difference between them is that Rabbi Yossi holds the chetchila it should be square, whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds there's no preference for the karpuf to be square. All right, now it's time for our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from the seconds, brachos, and shabbos. Number 1, which tafkid of Malchok is where the trees planted in a karpuf need to be planted in rows to make the karpuf usable and to permit carrying there? That's on daf Chavdalot. Good. Number 2, which daf did we learn that diyumda means double posts and that Adam Rishon had diyo partsufim, two faces? That's on daf Yudches. Good. Number 3, which daf did we learn that certain areas that are sloped or are difficult to walk through do not have a din of rishus of rabin? That's on daf Chavbeis. Good. Number 4, which daf did we learn from Malchokas, if water enters a karpuf greater than 2 beisah, whether it renders it unusable and prohibits carrying there? That's on daf Chavdalot. Good. Number 5, which daf did we learn about the incident with Rabbi Akiva, who used the water for Ntilas Yadayim instead of for drinking? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number 6, which daf did we learn that Rabbi Gezer and Rabbi Yossi learn that a karpa can be rectangular with a ratio of 2-1 from the chatzer of the Mishkan? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 7, which daf did we learn that it's a malchok is where the traffic through the passing invalidates them as mechitzos? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number 8, which daf did we learn that one can re-enclose a karpuf to give it the designation of being made for residential use by making a breach in the fence and then repairing it? That's on daf Chavdalot. Good. Number 9, which daf did we learn that Hashem pays Rishayim in this world, but he delays giving schar to tzaddikim gemurim until Olam Haba? That's on daf Chabez. Good. And finally, number 10, which of the one that the reason the well water has to be bare mayim chaim, even though it's just for animals, is that we need mayim chashuvim, significant water? That's on daf Chafalf. Okay, now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which stuff do we discuss removing the bones and husks from the table on Shabbos? That's on daf Kufmem Gemel on Shabbos. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we the Chazal considered, including Parshas Balak in Kriyashma? That's on daf Yid Beis and Brachas. Good. And number 3, which stuff do we learn about the different times when an Eva Kanani baby has a bris? That's on daf Kuflam and Hay and Shabbos. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.